And so every time people go to an event and go to a festival or they're out and about and they use the R&R sanitation porta potty, they usually send me a picture and say, hey, I've been thinking about you, which is good because R&R sanitation is all about customer service, all about quality, and all about cleanliness. They also say, hey, I walked into an R&R sanitation porta potty and I couldn't believe how clean it was. That's right. R&R sanitation is setting the standard for the industry. They're locally owned and operated and the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. And if you need a porta potty for your next party, for your next festival, for your next event, for your next construction project, R&R Sanitation Porta Potties, 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
Hello, Jay Randolph, with a question. Is your golf cart ready to roll? Golf season is here. Go to Ellis Battery. They carry that Crown Battery brand, the very best. They focus on quality and production. And there are 6 locations to serve you in Missouri. Check them out on the web at ellisbatteries.com. That's ellisbatteries.com for the very best way to get from here to there.
So easy to be positive.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
The earnings tax hurts working people and keeps St. Louis from growing. A no vote on Proposition E phases this tax out over 10 years. A full decade is a long time. Families and small businesses never get so much time to figure out their budget. Our city leaders can find ways to replace the earnings tax. We could save money by modernizing our systems and cutting waste. On April 5th, vote no on Proposition E. 10 years is plenty of time. Paid for by Vote No on the E-Tax. Debbie Schneider, Treasurer.
Hi, everybody. Dick Vitale of ESPN. With all the attention on the Final Four, let's not forget the kids. The Big 550 KTRS and Children's Miracle Network Hospitals have partnered together to raise money for the St. Louis Children's Hospital and SSM Health Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital. They help over 400,000 kids a year. On Friday, April 1st, from 6 a.m. till 6 p.m., shows will be dedicated to this worthy cause during the KTRS 12 Hours of Miracles Radiothon. Please donate now by going to KTRS.com and look for the events tab. It's going to be awesome, baby. What a capital A.
Awesome with a capital I.
Kenyon's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car.
Get fat, too. Did you notice that? He chunked up. It's like, I don't care what he looks like.
Microphone's on.
What?
There's no fun left on
FM. We're full of chat and we're full of chit and we think you'll get lots of
a luscious V of hair going from my chest pubes down to my ball throw.
So get loosened up.
Oh, by the way, I just looked down. I'm getting fat too. What do you know? Well, good afternoon and welcome to the last day of March. That would be March 31st, because 30 days has September, April, June, and November, all the rest have 31, except February sometimes 28. That's the worst poem ever. But you remember it, you know how many days are in each month. So it is the 31st, and the Playhouse today is brought to you by First Community Credit Union. It is a great place to bank. I will try to explain to you what makes it a great place to bank and why every day, especially in the AM and the PM crowd, people are changing where they do their banking to First Community. First.
Hey!
Let's go to the control board where if I'm trying, for you folks who've never seen Keon run the control board, if you've ever watched a concert pianist, their fingers just flying all over. That's right. Kind of what it's like.
Exactly.
It's just constant buttons and knobs and buttons and knobs and put never a break.
His nickname here is the Octopus.
No rest for the weary. Eon the Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
Thank you very much. I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are a financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. Is a member of the SIPC and NYSE, and if you are concerned about the future of your investments, it will be a great time to get a fresh perspective with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And Rat Boy says that his dad submitted a script. We talked about Elvis earlier. Submitted a script to Colonel Parker for a movie for Elvis, and Parker turned it down. Kind of like he wouldn't let Elvis do The Star Is Born. And so Kris Kristofferson did it. He said the screenplay, the movie was Elvis was to star in Follow That Cheese. It's supposed to be an Elvis movie. And it ended up, they kind of stole the idea, made it Follow That Dream. But Rat Boy says his dad's idea for a movie was much, much better. It was about Elvis played the part of an obsessed cheese burglar. And he would stalk and follow cheese delivery trucks and rob them. That sounds like a great movie.
I'm going to follow that cheese wherever that cheese
where the cheese may lead me. I'm going to follow that cheese wherever that cheese may lead me. I'm telling you, I think they would have been better than the dream.
They missed
thing.
It.
I really do. They did. The Colonel missed the boat on that one. Give it up, if you would, please, for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Bill Clevelin will join us here in about a minute. We didn't forget about him, and he didn't forget about us. Might I invite you to do your banking where I do my banking, where, Peon, I believe you're a member, aren't you?
Yes.
First Community Credit Union. Dan? Are you
D'Angelo as well.
Yeah.
Paul Warner, host of the Yard Sale on Saturday morning. And
Tim Weiland.
All the good people are members of First Community Credit Union. We use the word member because, and I have to disclose this, you have to pay to belong. That's right. $1. I know. That just drove a lot of people away. I'm kidding. It's your dollar. You get the dollar back. It's a legal thing. It's some, you know, those Federal Administration Association. They always have these things you have to do. So for every account you open, there's $1. Big deal. It'd be worth it if I think it was $100, it'd be worth it. It's a great place to bank. Great place to have your checking, your savings, your car loan, all the stuff that you want from a bank, all the services you want from a bank. First Community has them, and probably more. And other perks that your bank doesn't have. When you go to your bank, do they have fresh popcorn that they make sure is always fresh? So this smells, you have like the movie theater smell. Of course they don't. Your bank doesn't have that. When it's blazing hot in the summer, you go into your bank, do they say, hey, would you like a popsicle? No, they don't do that. First Community does. Those are little things. But all those little things add up to a pretty big reason why you might want to think about changing where you do your banking. If you're AM and the PM, you'll at least think about it. Please, please continue to tell them. Here I am in the PM, and thank them for the yard sale on Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock. First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, 42 locations. I'm sure there'll be more, because every day, like I said, more and more people dumping their banking facilities they have now and going to First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com. From somewhere, Gatlinburg, Tennessee, I believe, where he was on the outskirts yesterday. Now he's on the inskirts of Gatlinburg, Tennessee. It's the Bill Clevelin segment, starring Bill Clevelin, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. STL Taxi is the app. It's free. Please download it. It's easy to use. A great way to get a Laclede Cab. And now, from the heart of the Smoky Mountains, Gatlinburg, Tennessee, here's Bill Clevelin.
Hey, everyone. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill.
Have you been to Gatlinburg, Tennessee?
Yes, I have once, right after, not long after we were married, a few years after we were married, and I just
probably wouldn't recognize it today.
No,
it
I don't think I would, but I just remember that the landscape was beautiful.
Well, the Smoky Mountains are, in fact, beautiful, as you know, but Gatlinburg, and I'm not saying Gatlinburg isn't beautiful, but Gatlinburg, I was trying to figure out a way to describe it, and it's almost like a G-rated Las Vegas. I mean, there is stuff everywhere. I mean, everywhere. Everywhere you look, they've got, all these different crazy attractions. You've got people who are on, like sky lifts above the city, you know.
It's a real family place, right? It's a real family.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. And this is actually spring break now, so there's a ton of people here with their families and stuff. But it's interesting. There's a lot of really cool, interesting things. For me, honestly, the Smoky Mountains, I did a little hiking the day before it started raining. And that's the reason I didn't come here. But I did actually last night they have a car museum, a Hollywood car museum. And this guy, I'm supposed to talk to him tomorrow morning. He must be incredibly loaded. But he buys all of these famous cars. I think I mentioned them to you yesterday. And I went and toured this thing last night. And so inside this little museum, these are all authentic. These are things he's bought like from studios or private collectors who have these cars, and he bought them. He had... he's got the car from the Beverly Hillbillies. He's got the Batmobile.
Ooh.
Remember the show Knight Rider?
Yeah.
He has Kit, the car, the talking car is there. And there's probably about 50 in the collection just there at his museum.
And you know what? The last place you'd expect to find Kit would be in Gatlinburg, Tennessee.
Yeah. Right?
You'd think, well,
yes, exactly.
some museum in Las Vegas or something.
Yeah, absolutely.
Gatlinburg.
Or the Batmobile.
I'll say if you're a fan of these movie cars, I took a bunch of pictures. They're on my Facebook page. It's facebook.com/BillOnTheRoad, and you can try and sort of identify the cars. You'll probably be able to. Oh my God! They had a replica of the Flintstone car
that
Jordan Harris put together.
That's they don't have the Munsters car, do they? Remember the Munsters?
No, they didn't have the Munsters car. They had one from Charlie's Angels. They had something the Beach Boys apparently used in one of their promotional things. I mean, they had all kinds. James Bond cars.
Is the Batmobile, is that from the TV series or the movie?
They had two. They had one from the TV series and then one upstairs from the Michael Keaton, Jack Nicholson movie, whichever one that was. But it's worth checking out if you like those sort of things. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, today on this date back in 1932, speaking of cars, it was on this date, 1932, that Ford introduced the V8 engine.
I didn't know that.
Marking the first time an automobile engine was made with a blend of vegetable juice.
Blend of vegetable juice.
Kind of dropped out there.
Yeah, the V8 and the V8.
Here, let's add that in. Funny. Vegetable juices. It's hard to believe. Just a couple weeks left of spring training. A few games, I guess, actually, left of spring training. And in fact, the Cubs have already been eliminated from the playoffs. So fast.
He does that every year, and it's fun.
I know I do. All right, and finally.
I love it. They don't have a chance.
It's not really funny anymore. It was never funny, but they're not.
No,
good.
No, they're not as terrible as they used to.
Yeah, funny.
That's pretty good.
Still funny.
Well, in Australia, we've got a church that has moved into a former brothel. Kind of interesting, which means that I guess from now on, all the people in the missionary position, the actual missionaries.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Still a 5-1 segment brought to you this afternoon, of course, by Laclede Cab, the AM and PM cab company. And let's see, Monday, where will I be? Greenville, South Carolina.
Well, I've been there.
So I'm looking forward to that very much. From downtown Gatlinburg, Tennessee, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. Bye.
See, you heard him. The people who travel like his, like performers, sometimes they forget what town they're in. He said from Gatlinburg, he forgot. That's what happens when you're on the road like a big rock star or something. Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Laclede Cab. You know what you ought to do? Work out a deal with Laclede. Have a cab driver drive him all over the country. Now you got something.
Oh, yeah.
That might cost a few bucks.
Yeah.
But, you never know. It's worth a shot to approach him with it. Go to Dave McNutt and say, hey, Dave, I got an idea. And just so he could shoot it down. And I would if I were Dave. That was it's BillOnTheRoad.com if you ever want to see his stuff. He does some really good video editing and work on that site. It seems to me that this year of 2016 here we are exactly a fourth of the way through, 3 months. We've had a lot of famous people die already.
Yeah.
By the time we get to the end of the year, you know how the in memoriam, it's going to be a mile long. Listen to this. These are just a few. Patty Duke, who just died. Yeah. Gary Shandling just died. Ken Howard, the White Shadow, died last week. Joe Garagiola. Fife Dog.
Oh,
the great rapper.
Yeah.
Frank Sinatra Jr. Keith Emerson, Emerson, Lake and Palmer. George Martin, the big, great producer for the Beatles. Nancy Reagan. George Kennedy. Harper Lee, the author of To Kill a Mockingbird. Maurice White of Earth, Wind, and Fire. Paul Kantner of Jefferson Airplane. Abe Vigoda, who finally died.
Yeah, everybody thought he was dead.
Yeah. You know what he just probably said? Okay, you know, I'm going to do everybody. I'm going to actually die now. Glenn Frey.
Yeah.
Eagles. Dan Haggerty, Grizzly Adams. Renee, or whatever his name is, Celine Dion's husband. Alan Rickman, the world's greatest bad guy.
Oh, yeah.
Actor. Die Hard, his best performance ever. David Bowie. Pat Harrington, who was Schneider on One Day at a Time.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he died. All of those people in the first 3 months of the year.
Man.
What's going on? Boy, I did not like that show. That's a show like Ally McBeal that I watched because I hated it.
I did, too. I did, too, and I could not stand. What's her name? Phillips always looked like she stunk. She had a smell to her.
She's not an attractive woman.
Now, Valerie Bertinelli was cute.
Oh, yeah.
But I still can't believe I watched it just because there's one cute girl in there. And Bonnie Franklin looked cross-eyed.
Yeah, Bonnie Franklin, I always thought was
kind of cute.
She had that weird...
Cute and a cross-eyed.
Yeah, and she... And I don't know,
but
the way
Schneider,
she talked.
Yeah, so you toilet daddy. Yeah. He was like Cliff Clavin with a tool belt. It was just weird. A weird show. And one of the sad things about, well, Fife Dog especially dying. Mm. I think we might have shared this with you the other day, but it's worth sharing again. He was just ready to turn a musical corner and turn away from rap and nasty lyrics and getting into gospel and completely changed his sound. And I have some connections. I don't talk about it a lot. I don't like to brag, but I was able to get a hold of the demo of Fife Dog, what would have been his next single release. It's a gospel song called Looking for a City. It's a song about heaven. Here's a little bit of what I guess you won't hear because they didn't get to finish the arrangement and all the mixing. Fife Dog, Looking for a City.
Didn't we play this before, too?
Yeah, but I'm going to play it again just as tribute.
Looking for a city built above.
Oh, yeah.
Looking for a city.
Nothing like the old Fife Dog stuff.
Man.
You wouldn't even recognize it.
No.
Where the same millions never say goodbye.
Oh, man.
There we'll meet our Savior.
It's too sad to listen to. It's too sad.
Tearing up.
It makes me sad. This is one of those Dear Somebody columns. It's a syndicated column. I don't even know if it's Abby or Prudence, but it says, I've been dating a terrific guy, Jason, for about 5 months. By the way, we're both dudes. Now,
dudes?
Yeah, it's a guy dating a guy. I know it's 2016, but as an old-timer, I still just... I don't expect when somebody writes in for dating advice, dating a terrific guy. Oh, by the way, I'm a guy too. He's everything I've been looking for, but there's a problem. He has an X-Tube page up. I introduced him to my friend Bob, who's an avid watcher of online porn. Bob later told me about the page and sent me the link to it. I made Bob promise not to tell anybody. He's a great friend, and I'm not worried about him spreading the word. Basically, it's 9 videos of my boyfriend Jason playing with himself, showing his face in a few of them. I was mortified, and I cried privately. I love that line. I cried privately.
Well, yeah, it shows how upset he was.
I don't know what to do. This is the best relationship I've been in years. Jason's attentive and caring. He's interested in taking our union further, but I just don't know if I can trust him. I'm not interested in having a boyfriend. Again, this is a boy who has a boyfriend whose naughty bits are on display for the whole world to see.
Naughty bits.
What do I do? And then the answer from the columnist basically says, we talking about? Stay with him. There's nothing wrong with playing with yourself on camera. Which I could not disagree with more. That doesn't make him untrustworthy.
There is one thing. He's not he's not with someone else. So,
well, that's true. He's faithful, I guess. Whoopi Goldberg is in the pot business. Boy, if ever anybody looked like they should be in the pot business, it's Whoopi Goldberg.
I saw that today.
So she's marketing marijuana for women to help with their monthly cramps.
Yeah.
Wow, way to go, Whoopi. Boy, can I not stand her.
Oh, no.
Nothing about her. She's not funny. And when she first opened her mouth about the political stuff, that's when anybody, Mr. Eisen, all of you, shut up.
And she's blown up real nice, too.
Oh, she rose the O'Donnell up real good. She sure did. And a guy in Minnesota, longtime usher at the church, shocked the church when he passed away and left them 30,000 scale model cars. They say it is a breathtaking collection. He's got just, they didn't even know they had them. When they went in his home after he passed away, he had them shelves on walls in every room. And so they've got, what does a church do with that, I wonder?
Sell them?
And, yeah. Because really, yeah. What else are you going to, but say, hey, so what, whatever they get for him, that's his donation to the church. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Now, this is a joke, and it has a word in it that I don't tend to use, but I've had three people ask for this joke in the last month or so, so I'm going to tell it, because it's not a profanity, right? It's just I'm uncomfortable with the one word, but it makes it funny, and you'll see, especially when it's a Dirty Ernie joke, and how can you not, tell a Dirty Ernie joke? So the deal is this, it's a fourth grade class at school, and the teacher is getting the kids comfortable learning new, bigger words so that they increase their vocabularies. And she says, now I'm going to name some words, and I'd like for all of you, you put your hands up if you're ready to make a sentence with the word that I'm going to throw out, and the first word is probably. And Mary shoots her hand up. She says, yes, Mary, the word probably. Mary says, it looks like it's going to rain all day today. We will probably stay indoors. Wow. And the whole thing, she says, Mary, that's perfect. That's a perfect usage of the word probably. Now let's go with the word obviously, and Johnny raises his hand first. She says, yes, Johnny, obviously. Johnny says, look at that man with those big shoes and that red nose and colorful costume. He's obviously a clown. She says, Johnny, that was perfect. Your class, you're doing really well. Our next word is definitely, and Dirty Ernie, his hand flies up. Now, the teacher has established a rule. Whoever's hand goes up first gets the answer, but she just tries to avoid going to Dirty Ernie. He's always a problem. But she has to. His hand went up first for the word definitely. She says, yes, Ernie. Go ahead. He says, do farts have lumps? She says, I beg your pardon? He says, do farts have lumps? She says, Ernie, we do not talk like that in class. This is all about learning to use bigger words. Now, there's no place for that in there. I'm looking for a sentence with the word definitely. He says, do farts have lumps? She said, no, Ernie, they don't. Now, a sentence with the word definitely. He says, okay, then I definitely just pooped in my pants.
Meep, meep. Tim Weiland just asked that same question to the pilot while he was up That is so crazy.
They went into a big dive and came past the pilot and the parts have lumps.
I lifted my cheek and said, uh-oh.
See, that took him to a level we don't,
oh,
we don't edit that out, Peon.
I definitely need you to land this plane.
All right, let's check traffic
now. I have to leave you land the plane so I can go over to that little thing with McGraw's face on it.
His likeness.
Yeah, his likeness.
Here's Tim Wiley with traffic.
All right. And they just cleared an accident on eastbound Highway 40 at the Vandeventer overpass, and all lanes are now open, but traffic was jammed back to Kings Highway. Then you were slow again from Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. You have slow to stop and go traffic on southbound 55 from just a little bit south of 7th Street. Now it ought to be about at 44 through Gasconade, and then from Lawboro through Rebus Barracks on westbound 44. That's still jamming up. Jefferson through Hampton, you're slow in the right lane from Guyer, and then you're heavy from Miraz out through Merritts. Now downtown, or excuse me, up in North County, eastbound 270, we've got stop-and-go traffic east of McDonald that goes to New Florissant, and then West Florissant out through 367, Bell Fountain area where the construction was, you're heavy there. And then also on westbound 70, you can expect stop-and-go traffic from 270 through 94, and the same thing on westbound 364 from 270 out to about Maryland Heights Expressway. You had an accident down there, and that's where your jam up is. Try Little Caesar's large, hot and ready bacon wrapped crust, deep dish, wrapped in over 3.5 feet of crispy bacon, and hot and ready every day between 4 and 8 p.m. only at Little Caesar's. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 2250-95. The Big 550 KTRS and Children's Miracle Network Hospitals have partnered together to raise money for the St. Louis Children's Hospital and SSM Health Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital during the KTRS Idner Architects 12 Hours of Miracles Radiothon, brought to you in part by AD Lift Truck.
Children's Miracle Network Hospitals heal thousands of kids each year.
On Friday, April 1st, from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., McGraw, Martin Kilcoyne, John Carney, and Frank O'Pinion are dedicating their shows to this worthy cause.
All to save and improve the lives as many children as possible.
Please donate now by going to KTRS.com and look for the events tab.
Do it now! Thank you, St. Louis!
The signs are there. Spring is just around the corner. Finally, it'll be the time of year to put your feet up and enjoy the outdoors in your yard. But on what? On that old rickety weathered patio furniture? Instead, head to Suburban Leisure Center to take advantage of tremendous savings on new patio sets. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything you'd need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard with patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas and just about everything you'd need that will make you go, ah, on the patio. And a tremendous savings. And because you can actually sit on the furniture and feel the quality at Suburban Leisure Center, it's a lot better than ordering on the internet and hoping it looks like what you saw online.
Sure this is it? Gee, it looks a lot smaller and lighter.
Isn't it time to replace that old weathered outdoor furniture you've put up with for years?
What are you waiting for?
With Suburban Leisure Center's unmatched selection and prices, you'll get what you need for less. Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive, just a mile west of 141.
Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
What's wrong?
The bank won't give my business a loan.
Call Aquity. They'll get you the funding you need, up to $200,000 or more if you need it.
Yeah? What's the catch?
What?
They'll give me the money I need to grow my business. What's the catch?
No catch. You've been in business over a year, right?
Yeah.
You deposit $15,000 or more into your business checking account each month, right?
Easy.
Then you'll get the funding. I did it too. My credit score didn't even matter.
Wow.
Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
Yeah, right. The catch.
If you call today, you can have the money your business needs in your account within 24 hours.
Aha! Wait, did you say 24 hours?
When the banks say no, we say yes. Get the money you need to grow your business today. Call Aquity now and you could have the funding you need in your account in as little as 24 hours. Call 1-800-500-3717. 1-800-500-3717. That's 1-800-500-3717.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-400-5241.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-400-5241. That's 1-800-400-5241.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-618-9929. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-618-9929. That's 1-800-618-9929.
No company sells and installs more windows than Window World. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for the number one replacement window company here in St. Louis. I've been a spokesman of theirs for at least 12 years, and they have grown exponentially because they have a very simple formula. Great customer service and great windows. In fact, the windows come with the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. Window World Windows comes with a lifetime warranty that covers all the parts, glass breakage, as well as labor. For the last 6 years in a row, they've sold over 1 million windows nationwide. Why is that? Because they stand behind their product. Window World. If you're looking for windows, there really is no other company. I would put my reputation behind it. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800. That's 314-993-1800 or windowworld.com for the best windows at the best price, best customer service. WindowWorld.com.
Hi, this is Selena from St. Charles Office Furniture. With two locations to serve you, St. Charles Office Furniture has a huge inventory and selection. Not sure if you want office furniture in your home? Think again. We have beautiful bookcases to reduce clutter. How about a comfortable chair for your home office? Visit our Wright City or St. Charles location, and you will find furniture you'll be happy to own. That's St. Charles Office Furniture, just off Highway 70 in Wright City, or in St. Charles along Highway 370. Online at stcharlesofficefurniture.com.
This is Stephen Gregg from the Retire Worry Free Show on Saturdays at 2 o'clock.
Hey, you know, many people don't understand their Social Security choices or their pension options at work or how to get income from their retirement accounts like their 401ks and IRAs.
However, they do know that they want to make sure they have enough money for as long as they live. We can help. For a free, no-obligation meeting to discuss your own retirement strategy, go to our website, steveandgreg.com. That's steveandgreg.com.
Locally and family-owned, Metro Lighting has been serving St. Louis since 1967. Their goal is to provide ultimate customer service while offering an unbeatable selection of lighting, ceiling fans, home furnishings, and accessories for the best price guaranteed. On top of their manufacturer's warranty, Metro Lighting stands behind the quality products they sell by offering their own warranty. They are an Energy Star award-winning, environmentally conscious company involved in the community. For lighting or home decor, consider Metro Lighting. MetroLightingCenters.com.
Aches, pains, looking for a solution to silence arthritis? Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream is the answer. Use it for arthritis pain, strains, sprains, bruises, and more. Don't let your achy joints and muscles slow you down. Make you feel like you again. Give Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream a try today. Beat the pain.
Available in stores nationwide.
I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti, host of the Superior Healthcare Radio Show. Tune in Saturdays at 3 o'clock where we will empower you to overcome health issues. Find Superior Health with Superior Healthcare.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober?
Go to Southern California, find out what's shaking. And the land of the nuts and the flakes and the fruits, or whatever they call the people in L.A. Mike Evans standing by courtesy of Annie Gunn's restaurant in the Smokehouse Market. Annie Gunn's is right next door to the Smokehouse. They're on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley. Two tremendous places. If you've never eaten at Annie Gunn's, you deserve a meal at Annie Gunn's. You decide when and why you deserve it, and treat yourself if nobody else will. Gift cards always a good idea. Here is Mike Evans, everybody.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
That's right. What's shaking?
What's shaking?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
That's what messes with slurping.
I've been buying some good wine lately. Came into a little gambling money and went out and bought a $60 bottle of wine.
Well, good for you.
Pop quiz question. Gary Shandling Memorial takes place today. Your question, what happened to Gary Shandling's life that made him decide to be a stand-up comic? Bitter divorce, mother's death, fired from a job, came out of a coma. Answer in a minute. Got a lot of stuff, just need to clean the table on a Thursday, huh? Come on. Odds and ends, Fox News, love them or hate them, have dominated cable news networks now and now scoring the biggest ratings in the network's history. I'm sure that pissing contest between Megan Fox and Trump didn't hurt.
Didn't hurt.
Meanwhile, The Voice is just killing American Idol.
Good.
Thank you. May 17th, Bill Cosby will face sexual assault accuser Janice Dickinson in court, face to face. Have you seen pictures of her recently?
Oh my goodness, hideous.
She looks like the New York Catwoman without those bad plastic surgeries.
Yeah, she plumped those lips up a little too much.
Her whole face, you know, looks like she's about 1,000 bee stings or something.
Yeah, she messed up.
Pitiful, pitiful. Britney Spears. Latest star looking to buy a home in Hawaii. Adele. I didn't think so.
I saw her recently.
She's pretty.
Full-time mom. Going to take the year off, be a full-time mom. Caitlyn Jenner's coming out with her new line of cosmetics. I just don't see a lot of women taking cosmetic advice from Caitlyn Jenner.
I don't want to look like that. I don't see any taking advice.
Yeah, I don't get it. Maybe it'd be big in the transgender market, but I think that's rather limited, I'm guessing. Although I could have a brother. Oh, wait a minute, I do have a brother.
Yeah, that's right, you do. Hmm.
I bet you did not know Jimmy Fallon and Justin Timberlake golf, skateboard, and do yoga together 3 days a week.
I didn't know that.
Best friends. New York Post headline above a story about a very, very creepy stalker who's been stalking Anderson Cooper for years, and the biggest lie is he tells people that they are married. New York Post headline screams, Cooper, Snooper, Whopper.
Is it a guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, naturally, Anderson Cooper's gay.
Yeah, but it still could have been a delusioned woman. Cooper, delusional.
Snooper.
We get it.
Day in history, March 30th, 1993, life imitates art. Actor Brandon Lee is killed while filming his own death scene in the movie The Crow when a prop gun accidentally fires a real bullet.
That's when you're a serious actor.
That's your method actor there. You know what? Go ahead, put a bullet in, shoot me. I want this to look real.
I want this death scene. I want to die in this death scene.
Yeah, well, there you go. Bizarre, don't you think?
Yep.
Happy birthday today to the man who invented the internet and discovered global warming, Al Gore, 68 years old today.
I just talked to him this morning. I said, Al, is that true? Once and for all, did you invent the internet? Here's what he said.
Well, yes, I did. It was a fabulous day in the Gore household.
Wow. See, you know, you can't get this stuff anywhere else.
No, you cannot.
It's just unbelievable how brilliant. and what great news sources you have and are able to bring to the air immediately.
We have great news gathering abilities.
That's what I said.
Yes.
And finally.
No.
Sorry, I don't have more for you today, little Frankie.
It worked out just great. We're out of time.
All right. Perfect. Gary Shanley Memorial, he did not originally want to be a comic. He graduated from college as an engineer, but something happened in his life, and he overnight changed to a stand-up comic. Bitter divorce, mother's death, got fired, out of a coma.
Oh, man, I'll say mother's death.
Divorce.
Could have been any of them. I'm going to go with a coma.
Gary was involved in a very serious automobile accident, nearly died, and when he came out of a one-month-long coma, decided to be a stand-up comic.
Wow.
Frank O'Pinion going all the way to the mat, taking care of me.
Maybe that's what we need to do to get funny, get in a coma.
Yeah.
We all three have a doctor induce a coma. We come out, we'll be hilarious.
Worth a shot.
Yeah. In a month.
And it's a great night's sleep, several nights' sleep. That would be Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Have a kitchen and bath place I'd like for you to know about. I know a lot about them. Every bathroom in our house and our kitchen, over time, they've all been redone, remodeled by Thompson Price. Started with the kitchen 19 years ago. A couple of years later, a bathroom. A couple of years later, another bathroom. And yes, in the beginning, we did talk to three companies. Thompson Price was one of the three. I would ask that you make sure, whether you talk to just one company or 10, you make sure the name Price is in the company you're dealing with or talking to. At least one of the companies is Price, because that's the one I think you're going to go with. You're going to be very, very impressed, not just with the finished product, but in order to be impressed with the finished product, you have to be impressed with the process leading up to it. And theirs is well thought out. And as a result of planning and doing this for many, many years, for goodness sakes, Tom Price is in the Kitchen and Bath Hall of Fame. Okay? It's like the equivalent of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for the kitchen and bath business. He's in there. There's a showroom in De Pere. I encourage you to go through. Just tell them, if you don't want to be bothered, just say, hey, I'm AM and the PM. I want to see what the big deal is and walk through the showroom. It's about less than a half mile east of 270, east of 270 on Manchester. As you're going east, it's on the north side, right next to McAllister's Deli. Remember, what you see in there is just a small, small sample of the possibilities. Once you and the folks at Thompson Price get together, for more, ThompsonPrice.com.
Meet me.
Let's get a final check on traffic. Here's Tim Wiley.
Okay, we've got an accident on eastbound Highway 44. It's between Arsenal and Southwest. It's up on the right shoulder, but traffic's slowing from Jamison now. If you're traveling westbound 44, it is bumper to bumper just a little bit west of Jefferson through Hampton, the right lane from south of Lindbergh down through Highway 270. Downtown eastbound Highway 40 is slowing Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Southbound 55 is thinned out. Westbound 70 past the airport running slow. 270 out through Highway 94. Eastbound 270 is slowing down Lindbergh through New Florissant. You'll still be a little bit heavy between the Halls Ferries and Bell Fountain. And westbound 364, look for some slow pockets between 270 and 94 due to a couple of earlier accidents. Are you feeling short-staffed? Account Temps can provide temporary accounting and finance professionals to help with increased workloads. Give them a call today or visit accounttemps.com. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. Locally owned, locally operated. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Advance Auto Parts presents the Speed Perks Rewards Program. Spend $100 and get $20 off your next qualified purchase. No cards, no points, no nonsense.
Thank you, folks, for being radio's most loyal audience. We appreciate it. Other than that, have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. For you got a friend in me.
is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? Well, I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You do get lost now here. Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
Thanks for calling.
All right,
dear.
All right, goodbye, Dan.
Bye, yeah.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
The NGA will stay in St. Louis. We have live team coverage of the big announcement.
Plus, what led to a St. Louis police officer to shoot a suspect in the Central West End.
And the St. Louis Circuit Attorney's visits to crime scenes are helping keep murderers off the streets.
But first on Fox 2 News at 6, North St. Louis will be the new home to the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency.
Fox 2's Betsy Bruce was the first one to break this story. She's live from downtown to begin our team coverage on this big announcement. Betsy.
Well, Sandy, you can certainly say that again. This is a very, very major victory for the city of St. Louis. They've had some tough times.